Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is L.A. Steele. Tonight we're going to do some readings for people if they'd like to call in. Some tarot reading. But to start off tonight's show, I've been very curious for some time as to who spirits are, what spirits are behind Barack Obama. There have been, throughout history, many presidents have had spiritual guides, and some have admitted to it and others have not. But George Washington was the first to, spoke to spirit guides. He spoke verbally to them, outright to them. He was seen in Valley Forge speaking to invisible spirits who were guiding him and directing him. And Abraham Lincoln was seen speaking to spirits as well during his presidency, and who actually foretold his assassination. He knew it was coming. He didn't know exactly when, but he knew it would happen. And it's well known that John Kennedy had astrologers. Had an astrologer. Jean Dixon was his astrologer, and she, of course, advised him not to go to Dallas. That, but he didn't listen, and she guided his short term in office, a few years. But unfortunately, he didn't listen to her as much as he should have. Nancy Reagan is well known for her astrologers, and many people, kings, queens, everyone. And it's important to note that they do. Anybody who has ever ruled, chances are, has been led by someone. From a spiritual realm. But anyway, I've already cut the cards and shuffled and dealt the cards. Now I'm going to lay them out. I'm going to lay out a 9-card spread that hopefully will identify. In fact, I may just lay out 4. Will identify the spirits that are guiding Barack Obama. The first spirit is, and this could be related to a woman as well, but definitely a woman, but is the Queen of Wands. And the Queen of Wands he's surrounded by feminine energy. I mean, Valerie Jarrett is his senior, most confidential advisor, and of course Michelle Obama. And so that doesn't surprise me, that a feminine spirit is guiding him, possibly through these two women, who are his closest advisors, through the Queen. And the Queen of Wands is very centered, very powerful queen. The spirit of wealth, fortune, good fortune actually, is centered around the Ace of Pentacles, which is his second card, which also falls within the emotional state of his makeup. So the concepts of wealth, power, success. These are very prominent in his how can I say, in his circle of spiritual guides. And material and substantive beginnings, recognition appears in those held in esteem. Financial reward, total new cycle based on integration of body, spirit, and mind, and grounded by earth. These are the spirit. This is the spirit that is definitely within his realm right now. The Ace of Pentacles is representative of the final letter of the Tetragrammaton, or the window in Hebraic writing. It signifies the Godhead in its worldly feminine aspect. Again, we bring up the feminine, the Earth Mother, or the Shekinah, literally the dwelling in Hebrew. It is the earthly reflection and human perception of godly power as nature. So, here we have extremely high feminine power surrounding him. Guides, there's no question the guides, there are guides there. But his emotional power, his emotions are centered around a godly nature. There's a window to, he senses a sense of destiny, a great opening to some form of godliness, some great spirit, this great spirit of wealth, great spirit of power, great spirit of wealth and power, basically. So then that's what he has, but also a godliness that's reflecting through that. It could be, and we'll find out through the other card exactly what's going on, but I don't sense the danger here. I sense the correction, possibly the need for correction here. Now, the third card will tell me, because this is basically his intellectual level, his intellectual guides, his intellectual set up here. And again, we have a Queen of Cups. Now, what's interesting about the Queen of Cups is that the Queen is the Cups represent an emotional aspect. And I think I can better explain it. One second here. The Queen of Cups is a caring individual, though of little practical action, a very imaginative, creative, intuitive person who knows the outcome of a situation without having all the facts. So, essentially what, you know, I believe that he's, Obama is definitely a creative individual. But he's also an intuitive individual, and I think his part of his spirits that are there are part of the spirit behind him is this spirit of intuition, the spirit of confidence, the spirit of faith, if you will. He has great faith in his ability, but he also has great compassion. And this is fascinating to me because what he represents, I mean, with all the banking interests and everything else that he's dealing with, these spirits are contradict much of that, and it tells me that this man is being driven by a much higher cause and a much higher destiny. There's no question about that. There's no question about that in my mind. Yeah, and but he is also greatly influenced by the feminine energies. And now in his Earth card, which is the fourth card, is the Two of Pentacles. Now, the Two of Pentacles, and again, I'm stating this to identify the spirits behind him, the forces behind him, not so much the results of what's happening or what will happen, but to identify the cards, the spirits, the powers behind him, and not necessarily the earthly powers, but the spiritual powers behind this man. And there's no question that he has them. And the two of Pentacles is an interesting card in that it is it represents the balance of the mind, body, spirit, and it states that efforts are supported, partnerships are fruitful. Individuality is represented and cultivated. Each party has its own unique gift to bring, reliance and powerful alliances. And there is stubbornness in this, but there's also but I believe that he has this support of that what this represents is what the fourth card represents is the Earth card, and that is what grounds him, all right? And since it's the Two of Pentacles, what grounds him essentially is his close relationship with Michelle Obama. There's no question about that. And whatever that brings to him, there's a solidarity there. There's each knows their place, and each understands each other, and what they're doing, and what they're trying to accomplish together. And the spirits behind this are spirits of cooperation, spirits of communion, spirits of compromise, spirits of respect. And so all of these spirits, if you will, that I'm being shown through the tarot are very, very strong, very extremely feminine in their range and in their powers. But in the emotional state of it, he has the Ace of Pentacles, and that is the strength, the power, and it represents a masculine trait of a ruler, basically. So, let us go on. In the fifth card, which is the King of Pentacles, now this is a short-term result card, okay? And essentially what it explains is that and being the King of Pentacles shows us that the results are going to be fantastic for this man. I mean, just fantastic, beyond belief. And of course, we're now dealing with money. Okay, money is perhaps the major thing that he's been dealing with since he's been president. It's not just, the source of money, but it's also the funding of it, and the banks, and the stock market, and the businesses. And it's just remarkable what his how much money he has been responsible for. And the fifth card represents the foundation and motivating force. The motivating force, okay, and the foundation, which is basically, he needs this type of spirit guiding him because he needs this type of in order to get the economy back, in order to get the power of the respect back, in order to get make sense of the world, the economic world, he definitely needs the spirit, and he does have it, and it's represented through the King of Pentacles, who is the spirit of wealth, and the spirit of power, and it's the card for the man who has to barter or broker, I should say. Has to broker the monies and of the people and try to help those others who are help those companies that can help those people have to keep their jobs. The King of Pentacles, basically, he's a dependable man and a reliable ally. Practical solutions are the best. And he's a down-to-earth application of energies. So, but he can be brooding. And he can be a man of of contradiction and confusion, mood swings, anger. And he may have a grave solution to a problem, but basically he's dependable and a reliable ally. I think people find that in him. I think world leaders are finding that in him. And he practical solutions and a down-to-earth attitude toward things. And that's possibly what he is. I'm saying from what I can see and read of him, that I believe that's probably true. But again, we're attempting to understand the spirits behind him, the spirits guiding him. And that spirit, again, is the spirit of wealth and the spirit of earthly goods, and which is a good spirit to have in that fifth position, which is the foundation and motivating force, all right, this moment. And of course, I'm not saying that guides will not change. They do, as the need occurs. And the Ace of Wands in the sixth card. The sixth card is a long-range or future outcome. And these are the spirit. This is the spirit that's setting up, if you will, or engaging the future. And a great deal has to do with the future, of course. As a leader, you have to see the future. You have to understand the future, or be able to predict the future. And make certain that what you're doing will create the proper outcome and the proper future. It's kind of like, as a ruler, you have to have a divining rod or a crystal ball. And basically what the Ace of Wands represents is a new venture. Energy and conquest, creative flow via rooting of sexual energy and obstacles removed, recoup forces, charge ahead with a more creative approach. Physical sacrifices will pay off, challenges met, and physical change for the better. And some of the negative aspects of the card are the consequences of your actions. Be watchful of your anger. And how you direct your energy. Don't act hastily, and be careful. But he's lining things up. He's seeing it, and the spirits behind him are those that are aiding him in his inspiration and his guiding him. And there's no question about this. There's no question about that. Possibility of this type of guides, and everything is falling in the proper place. his seventh card, which is a fascinating card to be in his in this lay of spirits, is the Hermit card. And the Hermit falls within the arc of influence. And the Hermit card, which is most fascinating, and is the card of it represents a time for the gathering of inner resources and demonstrative humility. Perseverance brings rewards and inner truth revealed. And it also represents wisdom. Solace. And I think these are the these are very much the what influences the spirits that are influencing him. He must seek some form of solace and solitude to make his decisions and study his what's before him. But he also must have but he's a strong communicator, and the Hermit card states that. The Hermit card is that with a green staff and the light, and him walking through the woods, through the forest by himself. So there's a sense, there's a great sense of wisdom brought upon by solace and an understanding of how to communicate. So there's no question in my mind that based upon the tarot cards, these are the spirits, these are the number of spirits behind Obama that are driving Obama, that are guiding him. And I'm certain, and we may find out one day soon, that he does, of course, you know, who can say. They usually don't like to reveal that they're having their cards done or anything like that. But let's say the Ace of Cups is in the eighth position. Now, that's fascinating because the eighth position and the sixth position are to be read together. And this, the Ace of Cups is an unusual card, and represents an unusual spirit. And that's the spirit of it. It's an intuitive insight and emotional renewal. The healing heart of the matter made evident, nurturing sustenance in order to begin again. It states the mother's womb, but basically, it can be in the negative aspect. It can be a vessel. It could be a coffin. It could be grief. It could be depression. That exists. And I'm reminded of that same spirit with that haunted Abraham Lincoln and his many trials, which aren't really too far away from what Obama's are right now. Of course, he had a country falling apart. We have a country falling apart now. But the Ace of Cups is one of intuition and creative intuition, and that plays along with the Queen of Cups as well. So that, based upon the Ace of Wands, is you're seeing the laying, the paving. The sixth and the eighth card are cards of long term being read together, signify the long term effects of his decisions and the destiny of him. So he has these great spirits two aces, actually, the Ace of Wands and the Ace of Cups, which are guiding his long-term potential and future. And you have the Ace of Pentacles, who is the King of Pentacles, rather, which is the spirit who is basically walking this path along with the spirit of the Hermit. Okay, so you have these remarkable spirits, okay, that are behind Obama, and they're all focused on the good. I see. So I don't see really any major trouble here, but I see the chance and the opportunity for this man to do some really, really great things, and it'd be wonderful if he did. But the spirits are definitely behind him. Now, the Four of Swords comes up as his final card, which is the ninth card, and that is not a bad. That is a good, actually, sign, because it states that at this point his battles have been fought and won, and now he's lost some, he's gained some. And his sword is bloodied, but it also means that he will relax for a little few minutes, relax for a short while, and take a breather and recuperate from his wounds and try to figure out what where to go next. But the meaning of the Four of Swords is essentially worries are laid to rest and conflicts are resolved, but for a price. You know. And your strength evolves from experiencing the extremes. And he's building upon his knowledge, and healing brings about enlightenment. So essentially he feels pretty confident right now. Not only confident, but he's aware of the cost of his success, if you will. But he's a warrior. It's a warrior card. He understands that he's got a lot more war ahead of him. But at the same time, he's confident at this moment that he's on the right track. And I have a tendency to agree with that. From this lay of cards that I see, the spirits behind him are all very, very positive spirits, very strong, very focused, and very, very helpful. And I believe that these spirits are also the spirits behind the leader of our nation, but also behind the spirits who are formulating and creating the new America, if you will. And it gives me a lot of hope to see these cards and to understand the spirits that are behind our leader and our president. And, hopefully it'll all work out. So I have a strong belief in these cards. Very, very, very positive outlook, at least for the time being. So, anyway, I'll leave it at that. If anybody out there would like a reading, please give me a call. I'd be happy to do one for you. If not, we will go on to something else. I had a interesting few things come up recently. Where I was considering some direction or other to take, and I wasn't certain how that was going to happen, actually. Then all of a sudden, before I knew it, the means to do it came forth. Came out. It just happened, and it was unexpected, but it happened, and it worked for me. And so I believe in the power of positive thinking, but so easily we get distracted and get down on ourselves. But yet, as long as we can keep that glimmer of hope, that vision in front of us, and hope that it will be, and pray basically that it will be, that it will happen, then we have, then it happens, you know. This seems to happen. Things seem to happen. And I always leave these things up in the air. I stop trying to predict them in the sense that I, how they're going to come, or when they're going to come. But I know, the one thing I do know is that as long as I keep the focus and vision alive in my mind, it will manifest. And it's a miracle in itself, but it's one that I'm still constantly trying to perfect, and I see it, and it takes a great deal of faith and a great deal of confidence and a great deal of certainty, all right? But at the same time, when you have that faith, confidence, and certainty in something happening, it's like it relieves your anxieties and allows you to continue on your daily life in whatever way and means that is. But it makes it easier, and it makes you certain that it will happen. You just have to wait for it to happen, because some things take a long time. And the bigger your desire, the greater your desire, the greater your want or need to happen, well, the longer it may take. I mean, of course, if you want to be ruler of the world, you know, it could take you 50 or 60 years of your life or more. You can maybe never achieve it. But, I mean, if you break it down into achievable parts, then it'll take less time and you'll see them happening. And the people of destiny, like there was Napoleons and Obamas and so many leaders in the past and present, that they all had, you know, visions of what they wanted and who they were. And they had them young, in some cases extremely young. But it was so powerful, such a powerful vision in their minds, that it had to manifest, and it manifested quickly. And they took advantage of that opportunity and created the circumstances, and took advantage of the circumstances that were created around them. That's exactly what's happening, that happens to all of us. No matter how desperate or down or trodden or whatever happens to us, because we've been there. I mean, man, I can tell you the ups and downs of my own life. And I'm sure everyone out there who's listening has had their ups and downs, and some, I'm sure, quite traumatic. But if you're listening, it means that you're bouncing back, and you come back, and you have a vision, and you have an idea, and you're able to see the light, if you will, a guiding light, or a guiding voice, or a guiding hand, or, that'll bring you there, and help you create and manifest the goal that you most desire. And sometimes that goal that you most desire, you don't even know yourself. You may think it's money, you may think it's popularity or fame, you may think it's beautiful home, or beautiful wife, or beautiful husband, beautiful babies, beautiful whatever, you know. But aside from the material aspects of what you desire, you'll find that your spiritual aspects, their spiritual desires, must supersede the material desires in order for those material desires to be brought into a proper perspective. And I guess what I'm getting at is you have to have the understanding of yourself and what motivates you most and what gives you the greatest solace and satisfaction in doing. And if you understand that what gives you that great sense of self and self-worth and self-esteem, then you can begin to apply that regularly, apply it so that you're constantly feeling that surge of self-worth, self-confidence, fulfillment, if you will, and whatever it may be, and you'll find that that is far, far greater a fulfillment, a far, far greater a feeling than anything you can acquire. And that feeling will allow you to acquire, but you will understand that whatever it is you wish to acquire is secondary next to the having that feeling continually in you of being satisfied with what you're doing and knowing that you are making a difference, or that you are fulfilling your destiny, regardless of what that destiny may be. It doesn't matter that you're a president, or if you're a electrician, or if you're a janitor, or if you're a teacher, or if you're, it doesn't really matter. What matters is, are you fulfilled? Are you satisfied in what you're doing? And are you doing something in the spirit of joy and the spirit of fulfillment? And if they are, then you're successful. And if you are, then you will achieve all the material well-being that you desire. And it will come to you in ways that you never thought it would, but as long as you continue to work at what you're doing, that brings you joy, that brings you self-fulfillment, that brings you wholeness, then that's what you are meant to do. And all the other stuff will come to you in time. You may say, well, I'm starving right now. I love what I'm doing, but I'm starving. I'm losing my home. Well, what it means is you're going through a change. You're going through a very serious change. The times are changing in that, it's the average man can't afford $4,000 or $6,000 a month for a property that he lives in. The average man, if he has a family, if he has, and there aren't that many jobs out there that pay $500,000 a year, or $1 million a year. Because of that, you become involved with your, you evolve. That you can. And if you'll just hold briefly, I'll. That's okay. That was a call that I thought I should take, but I'll call them back. But anyway, this is the essence of what I'm getting at. We all have spirits behind us. We all have spirits that are smiling with us. It's just that it's up to us to appreciate those spirits who are working with us, as well as possibly those that are working against us. And we find that the spirits that are working against us are those that are, that we find that sometimes that we align ourselves so much with them as opposed to the spirits that are there to help us. I don't know why that is. We love self pity. We like gossip, and we like we sometimes people feel good when they hate, or when they're self obsessed, or they're overwhelmed, or they're addicted, some other spirit has a hold of them, but a spirit of addiction. So we have to equate these spirits to what they are, if they're detrimental or if they're positive. And I find that with myself, I'm constantly trying to identify these spirits because I know that I'm compulsive. And I have habits that are detrimental to my health, and I have I'm compulsive, and I anger quickly, oftentimes too quickly, and these are problems and spirits that are attached to me that I have to rid myself of, or at least if I can't rid myself of them, I have to understand them to be able to control them with my higher spirit, and that's not always good. It's not always easy because you have the tendency to again align yourself too closely to your negative self and to your negative spirits, and they have a tendency to come at you at all angles and at all times of the day and night, but it's important to note that those good spirits are with you as well, and they're there for the calling. And I notice that I haven't had any callings tonight, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to do an anonymous tarot reading, and for whoever wishes to pick this up, it's for you. That's how I'll end the show this evening. Somebody out there listening in this car, this tarot reading is for you. You'll know who you are as soon as the cards are revealed. There's somebody out there, the card that the Five of Swords is in the present house. Five of Swords is a horrible card. It's a card of grief, a card of death, it's a card of great pain, great sorrow. But somebody out there right now is suffering in a very difficult way. Possibly financially, possibly emotionally, who knows. They may have an illness. I mean, just anything possible, the Five of Swords represents. That's in the present position. But that same person, in their emotional state, they have the Wheel of Fortune. And the Wheel of Fortune is a fascinating card because it generally represents good fortune. It generally represents that you're about to come out of your state of mind, out of your grief. Your grief will your financial or physical or state is whatever it may be. Mental state is about to change, and it's about to change in a great way. You may win the lotto here. You might emotionally you are about to have a turn. Something very wonderful is about to happen for you, and that's represented by the Wheel of Fortune. There is in the intellectual level, fascinating. You have the Five of Pentacles, And the Five of Pentacles is one that you're struggling. You could be a struggling writer. You could be a struggling poet. You could be a struggling painter. You could be a struggling businessman. But you have the Wheel of Fortune. Right now, the grief that you're feeling, the grief that you're undergoing, is going to change. But intellectually, you have either an invention or it represents you have something that you've created, something that you are trying to bring forth. This is your big chance. This is your big invention. This is your big thing. That Five of Pentacles represents that opportunity, but it's hampered by the the humility that you suffered perhaps from it, the rejection and things like that. So but I see something great coming about here. Wheel of Fortune is changing your destiny, and you have this perhaps invention or this book or this whatever it may be is there. But now in the Earth card, you have disappointment. You have the Three of Swords, which represents great disappointment. That possibly means that you've been rejected. It's been rejected a number of times, or you've failed a number of times at whatever you've been trying. But you have to remember guys like Edison. It took him 10,000 tries before he came up with a tungsten filament, for the light bulb, stuff like that. You have to get through that. You have to have that tenacity. You have to have that incredible resilience to get through. And man, I'm telling you, right now you're pretty down. You're pretty depressed. But it's okay, You may possibly be in a position where you're considering suicide with the Ten of Swords, or you may have also been through a divorce or going through a divorce. You may have suffered some great loss. You may have suffered it could be anything. Ten of Swords, however, it represents a death. It represents an emotional death. And that's the foundation that you're creating here. And I wish for you to break away from that. And I'm looking at two very, very good possible cards, which is the Wheel of Fortune and the Five of Pentacles, which are your foundational, your emotion and your intellect. It's there. So you have to look away from these hard cards. And some of them are you bringing upon yourself by dwelling upon it and being down on yourself. But the sixth card, which is the long-term outlook, which is the Six of Cups, is a positive card. It's a very positive card, and I think you it's a card of emotional rebirth, if you will. It says, dreams and their offerings are presented. You are required to make the necessary emotional adjustments in order to fulfill them. Realization of what is truly pleasurable in your life. So you have to break away from the old emotional ties. Break away from that stuff. It could be a family. It could be your friends who are driving you down. It could be your family. It could be anything. But denial, cynical, hardened attitude, that's what you become. And the child within the child inside you is basically a brat, doesn't want to grow up. And that's what's bringing about this grief and this hardships on you, but you're at a position, we're at a point where the dreams are going to happen, can happen. You just change your attitudes. Change your attitude. Now, I'm looking at the seventh card, which is the card Knight of Wands. The Knight of Wands is tremendous determination. You're extremely determined man or woman or individual, and this is definitely telling me that something is about to happen for you. I mean, you just keep your mind determined, and all of this nastiness and rejection and grief will lead you, right? And you're led by two strong cards. You have your sixth and eighth card, which are to be read together. These cards, you have the strength card, which is in the higher arcana, the lion, and the dream. And it's stating that you have the ability for this to come true. Whatever it is that you're dreaming, and that intellectual card right there, the Five of Pentacles, tells me that you're dreaming. The Wheel of Fortune tells me that your fortune is about to change, and you stay determined, stay focused, and these things will happen. It's about to break for you. Right? And once it does, stand back, because you got the Eight of Cups. Eight of Cups is a great one, but it's going to be, it's also a dizzying kind of card that when it comes, when the success comes, it won't be easy, but it will be there. But then you'll have to decide on how to handle it. How am I going to handle this? And skill, craftsmanship, nurturing, further attention to details, payoff, all details are in place. I'm sorry. And it's saying that it's time to let go and let God. And such action, though extremely difficult, will bring about a resolution. Put it in God's hands. Put it in the universal hands. And it will pay off, trust me. It'll pay off. I know, I've been there myself. And it always does pay off. And whatever your destiny is, as long as you have faith in it, as long as you have, as long as you're determined to continue and learn and do what you have to do to make it work, it will work. And according to the cards here, it's going to work for you, whoever you are. And since you haven't identified yourself, but I know you're there. The spirits are saying so, and they're saying, grab this reading. Take it to heart. But there's great hope for you there. You've suffered quite a bit to get this far. And don't lose hope, because the change of fortune is right on the way. And stay determined, stay focused, and your basic foundation cards are very strong indeed. And with that, I'm going to end the reading. I wish you well, and I hope that all good fortune comes your way. And I think, I've got about 5 minutes left, and since nobody's called, I'd like to leave on a note of optimism. I'm not sure what that note will be. Regardless, I think we've about ended the discussion tonight. I want to thank you, and please invite you to join us tomorrow night when we speak with George Dixon. Great man, philosopher, great thinker. As we will be discussing the further advances of time in Mayan calendar. And I think we're going to be discussing the timeline again. But also, do George always brings something up new. He always has some other fascinating thing to talk about and some other aspect of existence. So we will be spending some time with him on those issues. But between now and then, I wish you a good evening. We're running a little bit. I still have 4 minutes and I seem to be dragging on. Let's see. Let me do a quick card reading for, let's see, Dick Cheney. What's going to happen to Dick Cheney? Do a 3-card reading on him. George Bush. Dick Cheney and George Bush. I got 4 minutes left. That should be interesting. Let's see. First card. Oh, Knight of Cups. Card. Seven of Swords. Son of a gun is going to, you know, Dick Cheney is, I hope these cards are accurate, but, he's doing better than I thought he would, but, looks like his, mom's going to be prosecuting old Dick, but, at least not in this world, though they should. I'll see in the last minute what happens to George Bush. Good night.